Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. Every other Tuesday, Bez Hashem. Special welcome to our Torah. Anytime viewers and listeners, Bez Hashem, be joining the share. This series is sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis and his family, Bottom Line Marketing Group, as a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. As we mentioned last time, with this share, we begin our seventh year of the Shiurim. 6 years ago, right after Shavuos, Baruch Hashem, we began with the Kaf HaChayim. Today is Shiur 176 from then. The Chesed Elyon, where Moed Alo Avar, O Mevakish Alo Asid, who would have dreamt that Shiur 6 years ago with First Seder Bes Medrash would turn into what it is today, Baruch Hashem. And I thank all of you, supporters and listeners, and Baruch Hashem, I get regards from listeners from all over. And it's mechazik me. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha that these gedolim, that we are bringing sifseiseyam doivos v'kever, should be a melitz for all of us and for Gans Klal Yisrael. So we're continuing with our Mefarshei Hashas series, so to speak. And we move on to someone named Rav Yisachar Ber Eilenberg, or Eilenberg. And he is known as the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva, famously on Harius. But as we'll see, there's much more to him than just that. So, in the Akdama to his Sefer HaChumash called Seidel HaDerech, which I didn't realize that they are the same person, he signs his name Ben Ladoni Avi Yisrael Lazer Parnas Zal Hey Hey, which is like Harehu Eilenberg. Now, it's interesting, in the new print of the Tzeda HaDerech, they have it as Kuf Kuf, Kak Eilenberg, as if he's signing it in Eilenberg. Eilenberg is a city in Germany somewhere. He was never in Eilenberg that we are aware of. And if you look in the old first printing of it, there's a Hey Hey there, which sounds like he's saying this is our last name, because we came from there or something like that. So his father's name was Yisrael Lazer Parnas. In the Askama that the Levush, his Rebbe, Ramard Chayafa, the Levush, wrote to the Sefer Be'er Sheva, he writes about him, Ben Rabbi Yisrael Lazer Parnazal mitoshvei Kak Posen. The Levush was the Rav of Posen at the time, and he says he's from one of those who are the inhabitants of Posen. If the assumption is it's referring to the father was from, Rabbi Yisrael Lazer was from Posen. Now, it's assumed then that Rabbi Yisachar Ber was born in Posen. That's the assumption. We know very little about his life, as we'll see. The historians, and even in Akdama to Zichron Aharon, they say that he was born in Shin Yud, which is 1550. But they also say that he was Nifter at the age of 53. Ben Gan Shanim. I don't know where that Lashon came from. I didn't find it in any of like his Hakdamas or anything like that. But everyone quotes this Lashon Ben Gan Shanim. I put it through the Yitzhar Chachma search. It's a common Lashon, but I don't know where it came from Legabi him. So if we assume that that part is MS, that he was Nifter at the age of 53, and in the same breath, they write that he was Nifter in Shin Pei Gimel. Shin Pei Gimel. Now, from Shin Yod to Shin Pei Gimel is 73 years. So I don't know how, in the same paragraph, you write, he was born in Shin Yod, and he was Nifter in Shin Pei Gimel at the age of Nun Gimel. If he was Nifter in Shin Pei Gimel, which we clearly will know, as we will see in the end of the Shir, and he was Nifter at 53 at Nun Gimel, so that means he was born in Shin Lamed, which is 1570, makes more sense. Now, if he was a Talmud of the Sma, as we'll see in a moment, the Sma was born in 1555. So if he was born in 1550, he'd be 5 years older than the Sma. Doesn't mean he can't be his Talmud, but again, it lends to the other date. And again, like we said, that we assume he was born in Posen, because his father, as we said, based on the Levush's Haskama, was a Taish of a Posen. Now, in Be'er Sheva, Simon Lamed Beis, in the Tshuvas, he writes, Amarti Zeh. So over there, Shiloh, if you have Milcha Gebred, what Shino you have to make in the Tzuras HaPas, there's a Shver Beis Yosef over there, and a Rambam, and a Rif. So he says, Amarti Zeh, Shanirali, and I said this Pshat, Lifnei Mori Harav HaKoyin HaGoldim HaRein HaRav Fal Katz, Zal, that's the Sma. Ve'yitvu dvarai be'inav, and my words were found favor in his eyes. Ve'yishivu alai, and he answered me, shu diktu choshuv amiti. It's a choshuv a diktuk and an emesdik a diktuk. Now, the Sma was a reshiva in Lvov. In Lvov, Lemberg. So if Posen is, what we would call in northwest Poland, Lvov is a long way from Posen. But that's just pointing that out. He calls him Meiri Harav. Clearly, his main Rebbe was the Lavush, the Maram Yafa. And he mentions him many times in his Tshuva Svarim, and many more times in his Sefer Tzedel Aderach al Chumash, because the Lavush has his own Pirush on Chumash. And we'll just say some of the places where he quotes him in the Tshuvas. In Siman Ayin Vav, there was a minig that the women, Leil Shabbos, would be Toivel on before Lila, and still on Friday by day. And why they Mishem Shein Aroitzim L'Chalol Shabbos? Because they said, they thought going to the mikvah is called Chilol Shabbos. And he proves it's not like that. He writes, V'achron achron chaviv, Meir v'rabi maram bal halavushim. And then he says, U'mash anoshim noistim talim in hagam, this they say, that this Chilol Shabbos, Imrani, kedai bizoyin v'ketzel l'hoshev al tamze. It's like a shameful thing that we even have to answer such a reason. We'll see, he uses his lashon a few times. Ki pogam hu ushtus v'shibush gadol. Very strong. But again, he calls achron achron chaviv, after all of the paiskim, is the Lavush. Simon Pei. It's talking about those who change the bracha of Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos to say, U'menachem Tzion Uvayne Yerushalayim, not say, Boyne Verachem of Yerushalayim. Why? Because Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Doiche Shabbos. So he writes at the end, he says, Voy Chari Agoin Maran Shapiro. The Maran Shapiro is the author of the Mavoy Sha'arim, the Zayd of the Megala Amukus, who had the same name as him. We gave Shiurim on them a while back. He doesn't mention this minig. And therefore he doesn't like this minig. In Simon Pei Beis, he says, I was asked if it's mutter to check the chalif, the sakin of shchita, after shchita. And there's such a minig to check it afterwards. Can you do that on Yontif? And I answer, Lamaza Tishalishmi, why are you asking me? The Levush already wrote, that it's a machlaikis, there are those who ask the Mativ, and he did not paskin like who. Vim Rebbe lo yada, if my Rebbe doesn't know, Chia minayin lai, how I Chia, so to speak, to play on the words of the Gemara, Chia minayin lai, how would I know? But then it's interesting, he says, he continues, Amil Timani Tuva Amariza, but I wonder very much on my Rebbe, Lama Nechbal Akelim, why did he hide like being an Ana Vele Chriya, Hilchasak as far as Hamatirim Shewikr? Why wasn't he Machriya like the Matirim that is the Iker? And he goes to prove that the Matirim are the Iker. In the end of the Sefer Be'er Sheva is a little kuntris of tshuvas called Be'er Mayim Chayim. Simon Yotes over there on Rashi and Vayigash, famous Rashi, Al Tigazub Aderech, Don't Talk in Learning, he says that the Baal Devek Toiv asks the question over there, what do you mean? And it says two people going on the road and they don't talk in learning, it's Roy to be Nisraf Ba'esh. So he says, the Baal Devek Toiv says that, my Rebbe, the Levush, brings it, and he's doichit. And at the end, he writes, then he continues, says the Tzedel Aderech, says Rebbe Sacher Ber, Vanira, Einshim Sofik Alai, I have no doubt, that these two authors forgot Gemara Arucha, Parakamad Tainis, the Gemara himself asked the question. B'lachain, he goes through Pshatir, Eloi Zeicher, Meir V'Rabbi, Agoin Me'a Gemara, if my Rebbe would have remembered the Gemara, Lo'i Deiche Pshat Shal Shtus Hanal. In other words, the fact that the Maram Yafa said a Pshat, he didn't knock him off so much. But that when the Maram Yafa, the Levush, knocked off the Devek Toiv's Pshat, he said if my Rebbe would have remembered the Gemara, he wouldn't have been Deiche the Pshat Shal Shtus Hanal, B'tam Chalosh Mai, with just a weak reason, Sha'amar, he could have brought the Beferish Gemara, not like that. Now, in his Akdama to Be'er Sheva, and we'll see exactly where this fits into the Akdama as we go talk about the Be'er Sheva later, but he says, "V'chol zois le'ratisa levi'an tfus." I didn't want to print the Be'er Sheva until I sent it all le'eretz Poland, to Poland, b'yad yechidim hasridim, ha'giborim, oikrim v'teichanim, teichanim harim, to the Gibayrim, those who uproot and they grind up mountains, the Talmidei Chachamim, Uveroisha Meir V'Rabbi Hagoyin Amuflo Merein Rav Mordechai Yafi, Kedei Sheyichu Oisam, that they should look at my Torah. V'Nasan Lishe'elesi, and they actually listen to me, and he says, and they answer me, Be'ayin Yafa. I don't know if it was a play on words, that his Rebbe's name is Yafa, Be'ayin Yafa, they fulfilled my wish. And then he says, V'achakach shalachti akol l'kak Prague. I sent it to Prague, B'yad Memvav. Now the same, in the line before he wrote, V'roishem Memvav, Meir V'Rabbi HaGoyin Marad Chayafa. Here he says, Memvav, which assume again, Meir V'Rabbi HaGoyin HaMufla, Ram V'Avezin, K'merin Rav Leib. So this is the Maral Prague. So it seems he's calling him Meir V'Rabbi, unless it's Meirenu V'Rabbeinu. We are never 100% sure about that. But maybe he was in Prague and he learned by the Maral as well. But he sent it to the Maral. Okay, so that's his Rabbeim. The Sma he calls his Rabbi. The Levush is for sure his Rabbi. And the Maral he also calls Meir V'Rabbi as well. Then another thing he writes, V'yeshli ayu dvarim begav asher kibalti apel b'lechisha. There are other things that I have that I was mekabel orally, being whispered. The Pirush Safra Ditzniusa. In Kabbalah, the Pirush on Safra Ditzniusa, Asher Shamati Mipi HaMekobel HaGodol, Mayri Kamerena Rav Yisrael Soruk Zal. So from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Soruk, Asher Yomotzak Mayim Adei Melech, Malchei Kabbalah HaKadosh HaLeki, HaRav HaChosem, Mayri Rav Yitzhak Luya Ashkenazi Zal. He is the one who, Yotzak Mayim Ayidei, the Melech Malchei Kabbalah, the Arizal. So Reb Soruk, in other words, there were two big Talmidim of the Arizal, was Reb Chaim Vital, and he was like by the Sfardim, and in Europe was, and in Eretz Yisrael, in Damascus, and in Europe, the primary Moiser HaTorah of the Arizal, to the Maram and Panayan, etc., was this Reb Yisrael Soruk. Halehem Ksuvim Megillah Starim Shali, they're written down in my Megillah Starim, my hidden Megillahs. Ukvar Zochu by Rabim, but many people were Zoicha to them, Ayidei Marin Rav Ezra Panay, through the Maram Panay. Kihu Harishan Shehetik Etzli Miksivas Yadi. The Maram Panay, he says, copied from my Ksav Yad. Ois ba'ois teva b'teva. So I heard it from Yisrael Soruk, and he, the Maram Panay, got it from me, la'atzma la'chaber ma'shikibalti. Because Savdili, l'mana yoisin l'maskeris, says, why did I write them down? L'chayra, these should be oral? La'esis gabris ha'shichal, sometimes you forget things, and I needed to remember them. So it sounds like that he is a big part of the Messiah of the Kabbalah of the Arizal to Rabbi Yisrael Soruk, to the Be'er Sheva, and the Be'er Sheva to the Maram Panay. At least in those in Yonim. So he's in the Shalsheles HaKabbalah, he plays a big role here as well. In Tshuva Simayin Gimel, he told his whole Tshuva there. In Inyani Kabbalah, he says, "Mashikabalte ani mi pi mareinu hamekubal hagaldo mari sorok." Okay. Now, I just want to point out one last thing. Where was he Talmud of the Levush? I don't know where he was a Talmud of the Levush. The Levush himself in Shin Lamed Beis. Again, according to Ar Cheshbon, the Be'er Sheva was born in Shin Lamed. In Shin Lamed Beis to Shin Mem Ches, the Levush was in Harodna. That's a Grodno, it's like Belarus. And Shin Mem Ches, he was in Lublin. Shin Mem Tez, he was in Chemnitz, in Valin, all in that neighborhood. Now, the Sma was in Lvov, right? So it's sort of the same area that he was in. Again, we don't know the years. In Shin Mem Beis, he was in Prague. So maybe he knew him from Prague, and maybe that's where the Maral, he was also called his Rebbe. In Shin Mem Tez, he was, till he was Nift in Shinayim Beis, he was in Posen, but that was already, again, if he was born in Shin Lamed, so we're talking about 30 years later, and more, he was in Posen. So where he learned by the Levush, we don't know. Okay. Now, in the Shar Blad of the Be'er Sheva under the Fus Rishon, which was in Shin Ayin Dalet in 1614, so it says there, who was the Be'er Sheva? Yisrael Chaber Eilenberg, Ram V'Avvezim Mechol Medinais Prival. What's Prival? Prival is northeast Italy. There's a little province called Prival, they called it. It's now called Friuli, F-R-I-U-L-I, Venezia, V-N-E-Z-I-A, Giulia, I don't know how to pronounce this, G with a thing, I-U-L-I-A. So it's a province in northeast Italy, mamish on the border of northeast Italy. Now, in the Hakdama to the Mafteches of the Be'er Sheva, the Mafteches were written by his Talmud. Now, I want to point something out. I'm sorry, in the Mafteches. I'll point something out. Zichr and Aaron, they put this Hakdama in the beginning of Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Kuntres of Be'er Mayim Chaim. Ki'ilu, the Talmud, put out Be'er Mayim Chaim. But he himself, the Be'er Sheva, says, I put out the Be'er Mayim Chaim. And it's in the first Defus that doesn't have this. The Talmud, if you look in the next printing and the old printings, this Hakdama is the Hakdama to the Mafteches. And the Talmud is writing, I wrote Mafteches. When exactly it was printed, the only two printings of Be'er Sheva I see are the first printing in Shinai and Dalit, and the next one not till 1890. So I don't know when he printed it, but it's there. So this is Hakdama of the Talmud to the Mafteches, and he writes, Eila Divri Yitzchak Ben Laden Yavi Hakotzen Karina of Yael, Toshuv Geraitza. Now, Geraitza, in English, it's G-O-R-I-Z-I-A. It's a city in this, that's called the province of Geraitza today, and it's in this area of Friuli, of Prival. So Prival is the whole area, and he was referred to as the Ram Av Bezin of Prival. Now, the Talmud says, I'm in Garizia, which is a city in the province, in that Medina's Prival. He nezachar eser shonim shleim yishavati avaitis ha-kodesh beveis midrash shel sham harav hamuvuk ha-goyin moyer v'rav merin v'socher ber yud tzadi yishmer yitzurai. So he was alive still, Rabbi Yisachar Ber. He was alive. And he says, it's been 10 years since I was in the Beis Medrash of there, meaning, I guess, in Geraitza. So it sounds like that's where his Beis Medrash was. So exactly what year he's saying this, like 10 years ago, I'm not 100% sure, but again, he was still alive. Now, he printed the first printing in Shinayin Dalit. He was Nifter in Shin Pei Gimel. This happened sometime between those 9 years. And he says, I've been there for 10 years. So he was in Italy. The Be'er Sheva was in Italy, one of the Gedolim of the time, at least in that province. He was the Raman of Bezdin. Now the historians say that the Gedulei Truma, Re'ezoi, Fagoi, Fagoi, learned by him over there in Italy. But it wasn't so clear to me how they know that. And in fact, in the Hakdama to the Sefer HaChumas and the Gedulei Truma Mechayim Yerushalayim, they say it's taka not so clear if he ever met him face to face or they only knew each other from letters. Now, if you look in the Tshuvas, Simon Aleph in the Tshuvas, it starts off Shailos of Tshuvas Nishul Arbeinu Hamechaber Behanoa. I assume that's Hanau, Hanoi, which is in Germany near Frankfurt, which sounds like he was there for a tkufa. And who's the tshuvas that were written when he received them there in this place? The first one is from the Gedulei Truma, from Rav Azaria, from Venice. He was writing in Venice from the year Shin Samach Tes. Shin Samach Tes. And he signs it, HaKotam Etamidei Talmidav. He calls him the Katan of Talmidei Talmidav. Now, the Chidah in Shem HaGedolim says, "Uvetshuvos of Timsa sheRav Gedulei Truma shalkel b'tarimai ketalmid etzel Rabbi." In the Tshuvas, you find that the Rav Gedulei Truma has a shalkel b'tarimai like a talmid etzel Rabbi. Was he actually his talmid? We're not sure. Again, the Gedulei Truma was in Venice. Venice, a little south of, in the mid Italy, south, more south than where the province where the Be'er Sheva was the Rav of. Now, in the Sharblat of the printing of Vilna 1890, they write, who is the Be'er Sheva? Rabbi Shel Baal Gedulei Truma, Kasher Einecha Techezena Meisharim Bifnei Masefer. He was his Rebbe like you could see in Bifnei Masefer. Again, like the Chidah says, the Tshuva sound like a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi, but it's not really clear when they met, or if they ever met, or did he learn by him, or maybe since he was from the Gedolim of Italy, he wrote letters to him, again, but he received the letters afterwards when he was in Germany. Again, I'm just throwing that all out there, laying it on the table for everyone to decide what they want to do with it. In the Sharblat of Sefer Tzedek LaDerech, his son writes, Asher Mikarav Hayaloi, the right before he was Nifter, the nearby, meaning the most recent place he was the Rav, B'mokim Neman Bekak Oisrelitz. Oisrelitz today is called Slavkov, how you pronounce it, Brno. Well, Brno is a city in southeast Czech today, or it's what's called southern Moravia. it's outside the city of Brno. I was in the city of Brno. And this little thing, little skila outside of Brno. And it's kak oslitz uvikak roistitz. Roistitz today is called R-O-U-I-S-I-N-O-V. And that is 7 kilometers north of Eisrelitz. So Eisrelitz and Roistitz are like two little kilas next to each other. Sounds like he was the Rav of both of them. That's what it says. He was Taka Aloy B'makam Neman, Kak Eisrelitz and Kak Roistitz. L'ram v'av bezdin, v'sham nisvakish v'shiva shamayil, and that's where he was Nifter. Now, before he was Nifter, in his Akdama to Tzeilo Derech, he says, Hashem hoisiv chastei alai, Hashem was moisiv his chesed ami, goyne v'chach me'ir v'en b'yishol kak tzvas, that the goyinim and the chachamim of the city of Tzvas, kiblo yisrael reish mesifta, they accepted me as the Rosh Hashiva. V'ani lo retzisa l'kabal alai. So says the Be'er Sheva, I didn't want to accept on me. Keni kedai, I'm not kedai. Achamna l'chaz keni, but they came and they strengthened me, and they said, al taymar nar anoichi, don't say you're a nar, v'leicholti l'hashe p'neim rekim, and I couldn't refuse them. Kein mesarvin l'gadol kol shekein l'gadolim, it was many gadolim. V'yan ki orcha rechikta, now it's a distance to go from here, from Arabia all the way to Tzvas. L'chein karos yas ha-sefer tzeda l'derech, so therefore this sefer, I call it tzeda l'derech. You had said the shalil of neishoichin moina. This should be my provisions in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishlach malachi lefana lishmarani baderech, and he'll then protect me on the way to Tzvas. Now, over there in the Hakdama Tzedel Derech, his son brings two letters that the Gedolei Tzvas wrote to him, asking him to be the Rav. The first one from Adar of Shin Pei Aleph 16. Again, Shin Pei. Aleph is 1621. And the second one from Shvat, he says, the first one he said he didn't want to do it. Shvat of 1622 of Shin Pei Beis. And they write over there that after the Maram Galanti, we spoke of the Maram Galanti, and this is the first Maram Galanti, if I remember correctly, in the Maram Galanti in Shvat, the Maram Galanti saw V'hiskim al Sefer Be'er Sheva, and he gave Askoma to the Sefer Be'er Sheva, like we'll see in a moment. Tzivalanu, so the Chachmei Tzvah said, he commanded us, Shenekabel koi terasa l'ram v'av bezdin, that we should accept you as the Rosh Hashiva and the Av Bezdin. And now that the Dayan Ramosha Kastelitz was Nifter, we're inviting you to be l'roish u'l'ram v'hayolonu le'inayim kedos malasois, to be the Roish and the Ram and the Rav, to be the Rav of our Akila and Tzvas. And they talk about how they learn in their yeshiva or in the Beis Medrash. Al piaseder tamid shel shachar b'yonimratz. In the morning we learn b'ion with taisvis. Tamid shel ben arbayim. We learn b'kias in the afternoon. Bilti taisvis al taisvis. And one parak from the Rambam. And hischanu lilmud haTalmud. We started to learn shas. Hashem should give us a schush and a sayim ha'isai that we should be zeichet to finish it. And they tell him, we're going to give you hanasim arveches, melea gedusha, we're going to give you a salary, shalashum daiga v'tirda, you won't have any worries, raklumad ulam and imanu, just to learn and teach us. V'gam pay, and they give him another incentive. Over here, you'll be able to learn chachmas ha-kabbalah mimarena v'itza gloria, the chachma of the kabbalah of the Arizal, he was nifterei the Arizal, u'biprat, but I guess this was his place, and there was a lot of Torah there. U'biprat, shekarav lana mekum, Reb Chaim, ador v'damesek. Reb Chaim Vital is not so far from here in Damascus, so you'll be able to learn with him as well. The Chidon Shema Gedalim writes, u'vesayif yom of kiblu l'rab b'kak Ashkenazim asher b'tzvaz. The end of his days, they accepted him as the Rav of the Ashkenazim in Tzvaz. Achba v'nesena rabin b'darach hilucha on his way. Hayakariv karban l'Hashem, he became a karban l'Hashem, v'olo l'shamayim. So as we saw, it wasn't necessarily Dafka on his way. His son writes in the Tzedel HaDerech that he was nifter in those places before he was able to actually go. Now, as we'll see, the Tzedel HaDerech was printed in Shin Pei Gimel, and after he was nifter, and we have Shvat Shin Pei Beis was the letter that they wanted him the second letter as the Rav. So it seems he was nifter in that kufa between Shvat of Shin Pei Beis and Sivan of Shin Pei Gimel. So it's assumed he was nifter in Shin Pei Gimel, like we said, Ben Gan Shanim. I don't know exactly where that lashon came from. Now let's talk about his svarim. The Be'er Sheva, Nakdama, he writes in the Be'er Sheva. The point of the sefer is for me to be mechaber toisvis al kol ha'makaymis u'gemara shalim sem toisvis klal. In all the gemaras that don't have toisvis, the ikur. Haloihema, what are the main Masechtas don't have Taisvis? Haryus, Tamid, the first and last parak of Krisus, parak Meshuach Melchama Negla Rufa of Saita, parak Chelik of Sanhedrin, and Agav, I have Chidushim as well, Masechta Saita and Chulim, Veshimush Chachamim, Vedibu Chaveirim, Ubepilpala Talmidim. Ubeprat, he writes, Masechta Haryus is the Iker, it was lacking everything. Hey mi taisvis, hey mi mar mekaymes ala gemara. There were many mistakes. Harbe min takune tois, harbe sheyeshba. The mesechta chamura ba'oid. It's a very chamer hard mesechta. Ukemayke mesechta tamid is the same thing. Ki ayin ba'ayin raisi siyata d'shmaya. He says, and I saw a lot of siyata d'shmaya. When I started to learn im chaverim akshivim lekayli with the chaverim who want to listen to me. So this is a bnei yeshiva that he had. Mesechta Haryus. When did I learn it? Biyomid de pagri and vacation. When the Rabban are on vacation, Shekarim Baratzenu Bein Hazmanim. He says, they call it Bein Hazmanim. He says, I wasn't planning to write a Sefer on Haryus. He says, I want to finish a Masechta during Bein Hazmanim. So I picked Haryus. Why? Why do I want to finish a Masechta? I wanted to fulfill my neder, to learn all of Shas. And I picked Masechta Haryus. But then he says, I had many questions and sveikas, tirutzim, diktukim, noim, and mesukim, nice and sweet, diktukim. He says, and I had a sefer. But he says, but kol oit shalo esisi smuchas, with anything I wrote, or chidushim, if I didn't have something to lean on, to rely on, I couldn't write it. So listen what he says. Alkein pishpashti b'chol ha-shas. So therefore I went and I searched through all of shas. Meroisha l'soifa, from beginning to end, b'soifa l'roisha, and end back to beginning. Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Safros, Sifri, kama shanim yagati. Many years I was miyageya in this, in Masechta Haryus. And in the fuse in Masechta Haryus, Ozamarti, and then after that I said, let me learn Masechta Tamid. Ushar mekaymes b'gemara shloim nimtza taisis klal. So it started off a Bein Hazmanim project. It spent years on it, and then he went to the other places, Tamid, and the other places that there's no taisis. And then he says, I sent it all to the Chachmei Tzvas that they should look through it as well, and they yivchanu v'yitzarfu, and they should purify it. He says, and you could see that I got Askama from the Chachmei Tzvas. So on his Sefer Be'er Sheva, he has Askama from the Chachamim Tzvas. And he helped me, they said they helped me a lot. You are Baharbi Mekoimis V'Gemaras Yishonu Shal Klaf. They had old Gemaras on Klaf. Hanim Tzorim Be'eretz Yisrael, Mimoy Salem, been there forever. Shoi Bizman Chachmei HaMishnah Gemara. They were in the times of the Chachmei HaMishnah Gemara. So they were able, I guess, to see different Gersois. Uvecholzai. So even though I had all this from Tzvas, Shalachti Laretz Poland. This is what we mentioned before, that he sent it to Poland, to the Bereishem, the Levush, and afterwards to Prague, to the Maral. He says, V'rabim Roshi Choli Espanai Lavin Litfus. He says, many of the Roshim, they came to me, you have to print this already. Ki nafshem choshkon lilmoid b'yeshiva. He says, because they want to learn yeshiva, so they want my pirush, they want it already, I should print it. Now, how'd they know about it? He says, shenizgalav in ispazaber, it's poilem sharotzis harbe atokis min amadura kama sharosisi. I guess the original version that he did when he sent it around to Poland, so copies got out. So people had copies of it, so they were telling him, you have to print it already, so that we should have the Sefer. So now, why is it called Be'er Sheva? He says, because it has in it seven Svarim. The first one's called Ner Mitzvah on Haryus. Why? Because Haryus is based on the Pasuk, V'osu Achas Mikol Mitzvah. So that's why it's called Ner Mitzvah. The second Sefer is called Ner Tamid on Tamid. Ner Hashem on Krisus, because Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the neshama of a person called Ner Hashem, and Karis Rachman Litzlan is the Krisus of the neshama. Ner Elikim is on Saita, because a Kayin is Mashke the Saita, and it says, V'ner Elikim Terem Yichbe, when talking about Eli HaKayin. Ner Yisrael on Perak Chela, Kayiso Yeshlam Chela, Ner Yisrael. And Ner Hayra is on Chulin, because it's the Hayra Asisar Vater. And Ner Taira is on all the Divrei Taira, Akaseina Vakaseina, Hashem Nishalti Aleim, that I was asked about, all random Divrei Taira, and we will call like Chuvas, that's called Ner Taira. So therefore I called it Be'er Sheva. It's the Be'er of seven Svarim, Ki Chafarti Aber Azois, because I dug this Be'er. And then he says, there's a small chibur I have at the end. It's small bekamos. It's small in amount, v'rav be'echus, but has a lot to it. Asher karosi be'er mayim chayim, which is again number of tshuvas in the back of the sefer called be'er mayim chayim. Ani tarem achala, and he says, before I start, he says, I don't want you to be convinced by sichas haliyodim, yiladim. The children, they say, why do you have to learn Harius and Tamid? Hilchsel Mashicha, it's not Negeya b'zman hazeh. Don't listen. Uchidai b'zoyim v'katzev l'hashiv al divrei shtus v'shibish gadol. It's enough of a shame that we have to even answer such a shtus and a mistake. Again, that same lashon, like you said, by the women not being toivel. Ki shleimusenu tzrichem liyim chal chalki atar. The first is, for shleimus of a person's neshama, you need to learn all chalki atar. That's it. Finished. And then there's also the Gemara in Zvachim, Memhei Kaloisik Bechatas or Be'oila Kilu Hikriv. So the Gemara over there asks, Hilchasel Meshicha? The Gemara in Zvachim, Memhei, I'm sorry, says, Hilchasel Meshicha? And the Gemara says, Droish V'kabel Schar. So he says, Pshat, what does it mean, Droish V'kabel Schar? Learn it, Kloimar, with learning it, you'll Mekabel Schar Ki'ilu Asisa. It's as if you did it. A new Pshat in Droish V'kabel Schar. Learn it, and you'll get Schar Ki'ilu. You actually did it. So it's not a problem. It's not Hilchus Ol Mashiach anymore. It's Nagea. You could be Mekayimit Bizman Hazeh. So he has Haskamas there besides from the Chachmei Tzvas and the Maram Galanti, as we'll see in a moment. He has Haskamas from the Maral, who was Nifter already, I think, and the Maral son-in-law. And from the Sefer, the Baal Karban Aaron. We'll see about him in a minute. From the Levush. Now the Levush signed it, Yud Dalet Adar Rishon Shin Ayin Beis, which is 1612. The Levush was Nifter on Gimel Adar Beis Shin Ayin Beis. So less than two and a half weeks later, the Levush was Nifter. The Chachmei Tzvas, the Maram Galanti. The Maram Galanti starts his Askama. Rabba da ame bedabrino de umase toivino de chakimoi by Raisa. These are very, very glowing titles that he gives it. Okay, so that's the Be'er Sheva. What about the Tzeidol Aderech? In Akdama, he writes, I'm writing this because we have Befarshim on Pirish Rashi, Uvaroisham, the Re'em Rabbeinu Elio Mizrahi, which we said a Shiran, that he is so great, the Re'em, Shalinishtacha, Terem Achzir Bapula. If Terem be forgotten, he bring it back. Achamnam, B'yoyim Asher Omdi Aldaiti. Says the Be'er Sheva, an unbelievable thing. From the day that I was, you know, came to my das. Samti L'tay Tafis, I put as a crown. Hatzavo, or it means, Taitavis means like a reminder in front of me. Hatzavo shekosav arav merikare Beis Yosef Archaim Tezayim. In Ilchas Tzitzis over there in Archaim, the Beis Yosef brings a tzavo. What's a tzavo? He writes at the end there, Bezel Shaina, Vekosav zel ulamid asil Talmidim. I'm writing this to teach Talmidim. Shleimar lepalpa v'divrei Paisik. Don't start saying Torah in a Paisik. At shir mokim moitze hadin until you see exactly where the source of the din is. Vizek Kosav, Amashakosav Hari Ben Chaviv, Levishai Loira, Mokamaitse Adin Migamara, Zegarmloi, Lepalpal Chutzmina Emes. So says the Be'er Sheva, he's writing this on Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Chaviv, the Mari Chaviv, because he didn't see where the source of that halacha was in the Gemara, and that caused him to say a pilpul that's chutz mina emes. So the Beis Yosef says, the reason I'm writing this is everyone should know, don't make this mistake. Al-Kain, so therefore says the Be'er Sheva, Miyoyim Amdi Al-Daiti, this is what is always in front of me, what the Beis Yosef said that we should do, always look up the source. So therefore he says, I checked, Kol Me'ayin Mo'voyu Diburish Rashi. Where's Rashi getting his pshat from? B'chol Shas, I checked each one, in all of Shas, Me'roishi Atzayfe V'sayfe L'roishi, beginning to end, end to beginning. U'v'safra Sifri Mechilta Tanchum V'medjish Rabba, V'yogatiu Matzasi. And that's the first thing. Kama chidushim asher lo higishu. And because of that, I had many chidushim that no one else recognized. Noisef al masham atzasi. Besides with that, I found lo harem zal dishtamite tamud aruch. Sometimes the Rebbe Mizrahi, he missed the Gemara. Vizegorem loy shenimlam imikra harib ben chavim anal. And Memele caused him that he had the same problem that the Beis Yosef had a problem with the Rari Ibn Chaviv that he set up Shah because he didn't see the source. And the same thing happened with the Re'im. So Memele, through that, I was able to answer questions. And then he says, Kalatzmi Basi B'chibar Zeh. In this Sefer, I'm coming, Lekatzer, only to be brief. Mnei Shekom Marich Tircha. Because anyone who is a Marich is a pain for people. It's a bother. The cholikach sefer, anyone who takes a sefer, and he sees that the mechaber is too lengthy, he puts it down. He puts it bekerem zavis, he says. But kol shekein b'dor hazeh, especially in this generation, shekvar molu kol abatim svarim harbe ein keitz, the houses are filled with svarim harbe ein keitz. B'vir parshis pirush Rashi, very interesting thing. Val kein ein toiv la'odom kim l'chadesh, a person wants to be mechadesh b'kitzer nimratz. He has to be in brief. Asher yoyma haroya, reize chadashu. So someone sees it, they could see right away and say, oh, this is something new. Therefore, I chose to only print makshani chidashli chidushim pshutim al pirush Rashi, some chidushim pshutim on Rashi, and I also, he says, gathered from the mefarshim some pirushim l'ray mesikusam if there is sweet. V'achrin chaviv haravarin bal karban arin. The bal karban arin. Asher boynis v'kachti pe el pe. I argued with him. I talked to him mouth to mouth. In many places where the carbon aron asked on the re'im, we handled the learning. Interestingly, he says, and even though there were times I was mechaven to what he says before I saw what he said, but I said it in his name, because I saw what a gadol he was. Now it's not so clear where the carbon aron was from Morocco. He came to Venice. And then he ends up in Egypt. He came to Venice to print his farim. I think he was there for 3 years. I did not look beyond into his life, but this is what I saw, Bekitzer. Now, the Be'er Sheva was printed in Venice. So maybe we don't know for sure that the Be'er Sheva was there, but assuming he was in Venice by the printing, maybe that's where he met him. I don't know if the years overlapped or not. Again, it's not clear when Pe'el Peh he actually spoke to him and where they crossed paths. Now, you have to remember, the Gidula Truma was also in Venice, and Kobe, he met him over there too. But again, those chuvas doesn't say that they're written from Venice, but not to Venice, or they're written to Germany. So again, how they all cross paths, I don't know. His son Chaim writes in Akdama to Tzeda L'derech HaKotzev Rami Barse, when he was lying on his deathbed, he said, he says, I'm giving you Shechem Achad Alochecha, Alochicha b'ri akotan. It sounds like he had two sons, only Chaim, the older one, and then the younger one. He says, I'm giving you an extra portion. The biurim shechibarti b'siyata d'shmai al-Rashi. And you should finish it off, the malacha, lizkos harabim, uzchus harabim yitlabach, v'yivchar b'chaim. It's a play on his name. You should choose b'chaim. In the Sharblat, it says, it was started Yud Sivan, b'parsha u'b'prat, in the parsha, and in the year, so last week's Pashas Nasa, Yud Sivan was last week. And highlighted is Shemi Shin Al Ayin. Bnei is Beis, and Yud is Yisrael. So that's Shin Ayin and Yud Shin Pei Beis. Shin Pei. Again, Shin. There's an S. I'm sorry, there's an S. S Shemi, the Aleph. So Shin Pei Gimel. Shin Pei Gimel is when it started printing. This was after he was Nifter. And that's why I said before, we know in Shin Pei Beis he got the letter. In Shin Pei Gimel and Sivan he was already Nifter. So somewhere in the beginning of that year he was Nifter. Okay. So truth is, no, I'm making a mistake here. It doesn't say it on the S. It's just Shin, it's Shin Pei Beis. So Shin Pei Beis, it was Nischal. So now I'm a little unsure. Does that mean he himself was already alive, was still alive in Shin Pei Beis when he started it and his son finished it afterwards? Or does it mean that he was already Nifter in Shin Pei Beis? And Shin Pei Beis. Okay, on that I'm not 100% sure. Again, they say he was Nifter in Shin Pei Gimel. This is the uncertainty here. Some of his interesting psakim, I didn't even realize how it was. How often, so to speak, that he comes up. In Ber Mordechai Simon Beis, he says, I see many balabatim in Italy that they don't wear Shabbos begadim Friday night when Shabbos starts, only in the morning. And they come to Kabbal Shabbos Kishem Nuvalim, and he wants to teach them that you have to already wear Shabbos begadim Friday night. In Simon Ches, he says, Zois v'racheres, he says, Shani kaya kol yame, all my days I'm upset that many people, they pour from the kaishal avdala al ha'aretz, that the wine, they pour it out onto the ground. to waste it. L'chein, he says, Mishabeach ani minig asfardim, she'enim shayivchim, the Sfardim don't pour it, they're much better. He says, V'yesh oid rayim uvoeres uvoeres perakamid etamid, ava rayim perakamid etamid, v'sham kosavti b'orech there in tamid. I wrote about it at length, v'yasher cheli avatline, and if I would have the strength, I'll be mevatel it. In Tamid, he also brings the same thing, and he also brings over there, Matsasi Kosov, Mekar Bevracious Rabbah. He says, I saw somebody wrote a Mekar from a Medrash, the Kalbayis Le Mishtapach Yena Kemaya B'Matsa Shabbos, there won't be brach in that house. He says, Loi Soiva Loi Veloi Sishma Love Kiloi Hoya Veloi Nivra Bevracious Rabbah, there's no such Medrash like that. So he's very upset at this minig. Now, the Magen Avraham in Reish Tzadivav, Sivkot and Gimel, brings this minig, and the Ramah brings it, and he brings it, and he writes, Uver Sheva Kasa Levatel HaMinig, Mishum Bizei Mashke, Uledidon Tzarech Leimer, says the Magen Avraham, you have to say for us, it's a Dover Muad, so it's not such a big Bizei, it's a Dover Muad, Ein Kpeida. Now, I didn't realize, in the old Shulchan Aruch, like I have, it says Ubei Shin. I didn't have Ubei Shin is. It's Be'er Sheva. This is the Be'er Sheva. So he's quoting the Be'er Sheva here. The Magen Avraham. In Simayin Ches, he writes, When I finished Masechta Nida, I said on the drasha, Chiddush Zeh Shalei Kidmani Adam. Nobody ever else said this Chiddush before me. And the Gemara over there, Tanud Ve'Eliyo. But the Seif, at the end of that Chiddush, he writes, Adayin, I have to tell you, this Tanad Ve'Eliyo, it's not Eliyo Anavi, K'may Shechashu Rabbi Min HaTalmidim, it's a Tana named Eliyo. Interesting, the Chidon, Shem HaGdolim, on Svarim, on Seder, Eliyo Rabbah, he writes there, Zeli L'mayla Mechamish Shalei Shimshon, it's right, 35 years, Shetamati Alagayin HaZeh, that I'm a Tameh on the Be'er Sheva, how could he say such a thing that it's not Eliyo Anavi, and it's a Tana Eliyo, and he has a whole Arichas over there, the Chidon. In Simenayin Beis, he writes, he wants to know if a Suda of Chanukah's Habayis is a Rishus or a Mitzvah. If a person made a neder not to eat by a Suda, it's a Rishus. What's the Suda of Chanukah's Habayis? I was told that he's the first source for this idea of a Chanukah's Habayis. Suda, he only holds it in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Chavis Yar talks about it, true, but that's obviously much later in the 1700s. In Simen Gimel, he writes, Kasav HaRosh B'Shem Tshuvas HaGoinim, about the Minig of Kaparis. And then it says over there that the Rosh brings, then you put your hand on the Rosh HaTarnagoilis, like doing smicha on an animal. He says, Vani Niflesi Aflu V'Fela Al Divra HaGoinim Elu. It's an oif doesn't have shchita, it has malika, there's no smicha. And then he writes, Mishadaiti Rechava Midaiti, whoever's das is more expensive than mine, Yitaritz Divra HaGoinim V'Yisa Bracha. Let him answer the Goinim and he'll get a bracha for that. In Simon Ches, he has a long tshuva about the Isser of Shetels, Pei Anachris. And in fact, if you look in the Magen Avraham, in Simon Ayin Hei, Sivkot and Hei, he writes, the Loi Kivei Shin, which is Kever Sheva, that one for sure, I always thought was Bei Shmuel, because that's in like Eben Ezra Sugya. Kever Sheva, Shechaylik Alav, Beherich B'Saif Sfarav, not only in the regular tshuvas, in Ber Maim Chaim, also in Simon Gimel, he was Mayrich V'Dvorim Dechuyim. The way the Magen Avraham says is Dvorim Dechuyim. So he doesn't like them, but he's quoting him as a major daya and in these sugyas. So the Magen Avraham is clearly taking him as one of the paiskim to rechenzach with. Increases Vava Med Aleph, you know, it says over there by the Pita Makteris, Valei Meiraglaim Yafila. So he brings over there a kolboy that says, what's Meiraglaim? It can't mean actually urine, Meiraglaim. It has to mean, well, what's the Havamina to bring Meiraglaim into the Beis HaMikdash? There was a Mayan, there was a spring that was called Meiraglaim. And they said, since it's called Meiraglaim, Meiraglaim Yafilah, Shem Achlisa Meiraglaim Ibn HaKovid, because a Kovid that has that name, the same name as Meiraglaim. Vani Oimer says the Be'er Sheva, that they went down to a mayin nivra to draw water, and they brought up meiraglayim. He says shibush gadol v'toz gomer. It's a mistake. Shibush gadol. Now the kalbay is a couple hundred years before him from the rishayim. 1300s, I think, is the kalbay. So, you know, it's not so simple what to argue on them. But it's Shibush Gadol V'Toz Gomer Hu, Mikayach Svaru, Mikayach Gemara. And he proves from logic and Gemara how it's a mistake. Now, the Elya Rabbah in Simen Kuf Lama Gimel Sivhei over there, the Halachas at the end of Davening, Aleinu and Dezir Shoyim, by the Pita Makteris, he brings Uver Sheva, he brings the Kalboy, Uver Sheva Herich V'Tiach Mo'id Negdoi. So he again, this is now, the Elya Rabbah is a Pirush on the Vush, the Be'er Sheva is... a Talmud of Lavush, but he's bringing him as the Be'er-Sheva, Herech, Vitiach, Moed Negdoi. These are some of the Psakim here. There's another tshuva. He says, why don't we daven with our hands upwards like this? This is the Be'er-Sheva, which again, it's assumed that he was Nifter in Shin Pei Gimel. Like I said, I thought I had it figured out here, but now I'm not 100% sure either. But he for sure was called to Tzvas in Shin Pei Beis, and he was Nifter shortly afterwards. So that's the assumption. It was in Shin Pei Gimel 16:23. This is the Be'er Sheva, Rabbi Socher Ber Eilenberg. Zchusa Yogin Aleinu V'Akol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.